I'm Carol Hills, and you're listening to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Hundreds of people spilled into the streets of Nicaragua's capital on Sunday to demand the resignation of President Daniel Ortega. Ortega is a former guerrilla leader who first became president in the 1980s, but critics say he's become like a dictator himself, siding with elites and silencing opposition protesters. Human rights activists say about 300 people have been killed since mass protests began in April. And growing numbers of Nicaraguans are trying to get out. Hundreds have been crossing the border into Costa Rica every day, and others are heading north to Mexico and to the U.S. Emily Green has the story.
Tapachula, Mexico is on the border with Guatemala and has become a hub for Central Americans fleeing their countries. At one of the city's many shelters for migrants, kids are playing on the jungle gym set out front. Maciel Garcia stands off to the side with her three-year-old, Casey. She's a shy girl with chubby cheeks who's grabbing onto her mother's leg with one hand and holding a small video player with the other. Garcia and her daughter are from Nicaragua. They arrived here with Garcia's husband a few days ago. It took them almost a week to get here through two countries. They traveled by bus and taxi, and even on a raft to cross a river from Guatemala into Mexico.
Era enfermera en Nicaragua en un hospital. Me obligaron a andar en marchas del gobierno.
Garcia, who is 25, worked as a nurse in a hospital in Nicaragua. She says her bosses forced her to march in support of President Ortega to counter the mass street protests demanding Ortega's resignation. The Nicaraguan president has been criticized for favoring the elite and has responded to the protest with a violent crackdown, killing hundreds of people. Garcia says she was fired because her employer saw her treating injured anti-government protesters who had been shot by security forces. Garcia starts crying as she explains the police then came to her house looking for her. She and her family hid under the bed. She says she left Nicaragua because she was afraid for her life. And she has a kid and needs to move forward. She and her husband want to reach Los Angeles, where they have family. Normally, it's people from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador who come through here in large numbers to flee gang violence and extreme poverty. But shelter workers in southern Mexico say in recent months, a record number of Nicaraguans are escaping political violence there. Like Luis Alberto Cruz, he's standing outside the shelter talking with some of his cousins who just fled with him from Nicaragua. Cruz is a 24-year-old farm worker. His right eye is swollen and purple, and he has a fresh scar that extends from the corner of it onto his forehead. He says he was beaten up by security forces while marching with anti-government protesters. I hate Ortega, he says, and if I return, I'll be killed. I don't have money, he says. I don't have anything. I'm here running for my life. That a farm worker, like Cruz, is being persecuted underscores how widespread the protests and government crackdown has become in Nicaragua.
What's changed is the scope with which people have been targeted.
Alexander Parkan is an attorney with the group Human Rights First. He says until this year, the few people fleeing Nicaragua were mostly outspoken political activists. But he says now the violence is focused on regular people, teachers, bus drivers, nurses, who are considered enemies of the president.
Groups of people have been wrapped up in these protests and targeted in extremely severe ways. This is persecution against people who are expressing an anti-government political opinion.
According to Mexican immigration officials, the number of Nicaraguans detained has increased 125% since April, after mass protests erupted. A week after I meet Maciel Garcia and her family on the border, I call her. She and her family have made it to the U.S.-Mexican border in Tijuana. She tells me she is applying for asylum to get to her relatives in Los Angeles.
Okay, te voy a llamar más tarde. Sí, yo te llamo más tarde. Chao.
But after that first phone call, I can't reach her. Her phone goes straight to voicemail. Lawyers representing migrants say a growing number of Nicaraguans are either stuck in Mexico, waiting for an appointment with border officials, or being held in detention on the U.S. side. And the wait is likely to get longer as a growing number of Nicaraguans flee violence and try to find a home in the U.S. For The World, Emily Green, Tapachula, Mexico.